You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time to check in with Jess Beale from Vocalize and get the latest roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And Jess joins us now. It is lovely speaking with you today.
Hi there. Yeah, lovely to join you again. It's great to be back to share all these audio described shows with you and all the audience.
And we're actually starting with a really fantastic family-friendly show that features, I feel like, everyone's favourite mythological hero.
Indeed we are. We are starting in the West End with Disney's Hercules, and this is going to be on at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane. The audio described show is Saturday the 29th of November, and it's at 2:30. There's the touch tour at 1:30, and the tickets start from £29.50. And as you say, it's everyone's favourite hero, the musical inspired by the film and based on the ancient myth. As we follow the young demigod Hercules, he discovers his strength, he confronts Hades and learns that true heroism comes from sacrifice rather than power. A great family show. There's lots of comedy, lots of laughs along the way as well. Join Hercules on this ride of an adventure and self-discovery, and it lasts for about 2 hours and 10 minutes, and that includes an interval.
Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic. I was a big fan of the old cartoon movie, and now we're just, I guess, switching tones up a little bit because we have a Harper Lee adaptation.
We are. We're getting a little bit more serious now. We've got To Kill a Mockingbird. So the drama is on at the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff. Again, Saturday the 29th of November at 2:30. Tickets from £20 for this show, the award-winning adaptation of Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird, all about racial injustice and childhood innocence. Richard Coyle stars as Atticus Finch in this thrilling courtroom drama. He encourages kindness and empathy in all of his children, but he's pushed to his limits as he's forced to fight and resolve and uncover the truth in a town which is determined to hide it. So lots of intrigue in this play. I'm sure you all know the story of To Kill a Mockingbird, lasting for about 2 hours and 50 minutes, including an interval at the Wales Millennium Centre.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. And I know it already has the seal of approval of Chris here in the office. He's seen it in Glasgow and it was one of the best shows he's ever seen. So,
oh wow,
definitely worth checking out.
What a recommendation. Fantastic. Yes, it is on a tour at the moment. So there's probably other places to go and see it as well.
Now, if you don't fancy theatre, there is a great audio described tour that's happening in London and it fuses art and science. So it's a bit different.
It is, yes, an audio described tour at the Science Gallery in London, not to be confused with the Science Museum. The Science Gallery London is near London Bridge, and we've got an audio described tour of Quantum Untangled. This is on Saturday the 6th of December at 10:30, lasting for an hour for this free tour. It's going to be led by Vocalized describer Lonnie Evans, and she's going to be joined by a young physicist, Dr. Sam Patrick. He's recently been awarded the Stephen Hawking Postdoctoral Fellowship, so knows a lot about all this stuff and is going to be helping out with Lonnie, giving all the information about all the interesting artworks and sculptures that are interactive to explore at this exhibition. The interactive artworks, immersive sculptural installations, and the words of the physicists, philosophers, and poets will be considering the big quantum questions and will reveal the power that quantum possesses to transform our future. Wow, there's a lot going on at this exhibition. Sounds really interesting. So join Lonnie and Dr. Sam Patrick to find out more at the Quantum Untangled Audio Described Tour.
Oh, it sounds amazing. And I feel like that's another great one for the whole family to go check out as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm sure there's lots to explore there with all the interactive exhibits.
Now, we're going to have another, and this is quite interesting. It's a musical and it's based on England's witch trials.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, an interesting musical. It's called Coven. It's at the Kiln Theatre in London. This is going to be on Thursday the 11th of December, and that's at 7:30 with the touch tour at 6 o'clock. Can book tickets from £15 for this scorching new musical. And as you say, based on England's most notorious witch trials, the Pendle witch trials, This thrilling new musical combines the uplifting anthems and musical in this fresh reinterrogation of the true story of the Pendle witch trials. With the power in their veins and the earth beneath their feet, 13 women rise above the forces that seek to silence them. Wow, what a play this sounds at the Kiln Theatre. Lasts for approximately 2.5 hours, including an interval. That's Coven in London.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Absolutely would love to see that one. Anything that involves girl power.
Exactly, yes, we've definitely got it in that one.
Now, because festive period is here, we thought that we'll shine a spotlight on some fantastic pantos that are out there at the moment as well.
Indeed, that's right. So, of course, panto season is coming up. Christmas is fast approaching, so I thought it would be nice. There are lots of pantos being described by Vocalise and other theatres all across the UK this season. So just a couple to whet your appetite for all the family. We've got Jack and the Beanstalk coming up. So that's on the 6th of December. You can go and see that at the Gala Theatre in Durham. There's also Cinderella in London at the Hackney Empire. That's on the 7th of December. Also, on the 7th of December, if you don't fancy Cinderella, there's Snow White at the Marlowe Theatre over in Canterbury. Robin Hood on the 17th of December at the New Wimbledon Theatre, another London one. We're back with Snow White on the 18th at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking. There's lots going on and many similar pantos, but with different stars in different places. Aladdin is at the Buxton Opera House on the 21st of December. Jack and the Beanstalk back again, this time in Watford at the Watford Palace Theatre on the 28th of December. And the final one to share with you here, Aladdin on the 29th of December at the Orchard Theatre in Dartford. So that's just a selection of the many pantos we've got happening. There's also obviously all the other shows and musicals and plays as well. December is a great time for the family, sharing the panto season, sharing the fun, having a good laugh. So hopefully one of these will be one to go and enjoy.
Well, Jess, there's so many, as you said, there's so many pantos to see. What is the best way to stay up to date with everything that is coming up as being audio described?
Oh, best thing to do is to go to our website, which is at vocalise.co.uk. And there you can go to our What's On section and you can search for these shows and many more. You can search by the date, the region, the show title itself. There's also our social medias. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And you can always email us, which is inquiries@vocalise.co.uk. We always love hearing from you. So please do get in touch.
Well, Jess, it's been lovely catching up with you and hearing about all these amazing shows. Thank you again for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much and look forward to being back again with more shows to share next time around.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.